Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everybody. I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 523.
Oh, now you know. So there is only 1 week left to get the $7,500 tax credit off an EV purchase in the U.S.
As Raj Jagannathan, head of Tesla Service, posted, a simple breakdown based on the latest IRS guidelines. Lease, you must order and take delivery by 9:30 for the credit to be factored into your payment. Note, Model 3 and Model Y supply is very tight.
If you finance or cash it, you can order by 9:30 and take delivery later.
So if you're like, oh, I can wait, I mean, I guess you can, but you should probably order soon.
Yeah. And Tesla again has made some changes to its referral program.
You can now earn $250 in Tesla credits for each person you refer who takes delivery of a new Tesla.
The first 10 people who order a new Model S, X, or Cybertruck using a referral link and take delivery will now receive $1,000 off their purchase.
And when you purchase a new Model S, X, or Cybertruck for yourself, you can get $1,000 off or get $500 off of a new Model 3 or Model Y. Limit to 10 awards, subject to change at any time, blah, blah, blah.
Don't say blah, blah, blah.
The last time that Tesla changed their referral program was in August of 2024.
So now when they say that when you purchase a new Model S, X, or Cybertruck for yourself, do they mean as already a Tesla owner?
Yeah, it's part of their like loyalty / referral program. Because essentially it's like using someone else's referral number.
Right, but obviously you're not being referred to anybody since you already own the car. And so instead of being disincentivized by basically not having a referral code
right.
to use, you can just use your own.
Exactly.
And you don't actually have to use your own code. They already know that you own a Tesla, especially if you're ordering the vehicle through your Tesla account, which already has a vehicle on it.
Exactly.
And if you get a new Tesla, you're probably going to want a new charger to go with it.
That's true.
And if you're a homeowner looking to install EV charging at your house,
or your business that would like to install chargers at your commercial property,
it can be hard to find someone who you can trust, who knows what they're doing to make it happen.
We are sponsored today by our good friends at Smart Charge America.
And they have years of experience installing EV charging all across America.
Trust us, we've worked with Smart Charge America on our own Tesla PowerShare installation here, so we know firsthand. Make your life a whole lot easier. Just go to Smart Charge America. The link is below.
You'll fill out this simple form and Joe and his team will get right back to you and make it happen.
And for a limited time, at least until Joe comes back to his senses, use our link or tell them that Zach and Jesse sent you and you will receive 15% off your installation.
Do it today. I know you'll thank us.
So everybody's constantly talking about the upcoming, unconfirmed, rumored entry-level Tesla, the Tesla Model 2, the $25,000 Tesla.
But there it is. There it is. It's right under that sheet. No, wait. There it is over there.
Well, maybe finally it has been spotted by White Hat Hacker Green.
So where did he spot it? At Giga Texas?
Well, he didn't see the physical car, but he might have found references to it in the recent Tesla code that points to a downgraded Model Y or the E41 version. Here's what he posted. Simplified Model Y E41 that was sighted live now appears in the firmware too. They will have two audio options, essential and essential with commodity. Backup camera would lose a heater. No airwave in the console. E41 fascia performance will also get a fascia update. simplified fiberglass headliner, simplified cabin lighting, footwell only, simplified seat controls, single access, no power mirror folding, no puddle lamps, no glass roof, no second row display, no TPMS, so that's tire pressure monitor sensor, simplified 18-inch wheels. Suspension is also a downgrade, I think, and by the way, these are just the new downgrades in addition to the other already existing or past bare bones options, I imagine, like no radio and such. As I'm looking more into it, there's going to be rear-wheel drive and all-wheel drive trims. Both have special motor configurations, though no idea what the motors would be.
And look, there have been so many rumors about the $25,000 Tesla. We could have been reporting on these rumors for months, but rumors are just that.
This information from Green appears to be credible proof that Tesla may just be producing a stripped down version of the Model Y without the bells and whistles to make it more affordable.
How affordable? We don't know yet. Will they get it down to $25,000?
I personally doubt it. Reuters has reported that the E41 will be at least 20% cheaper to manufacture than the long-range rear-wheel drive Model Y, but Reuters is often wrong.
If they're right, 20% cheaper to manufacture would point to a $35,000 car. That sounds much more likely.
Let us know down below. Would a $35,000 Model Y be something that would be interesting to you?
We've said it before, but it stands repeating. For every $5,000 cheaper you make the car, you double the number of potential customers.
So if Tesla can take $10,000 off the existing Model Y price, they would quadruple the number of potential customers for it. And I just want to point out, I think one of the big things that's going to lower the price is the no glass roof. I feel like putting just a simple regular old steel or aluminum roof on there is what's going to help them take probably a couple grand off the price of the car.
And I think that it's going to hopefully help change the narrative around Teslas. Everyone has always told me, Teslas are so expensive. Teslas are so expensive. And I was like, how was I able to afford a Model 3? And they're like, oh, well, they're $80,000. And I was always like, no, they're not. A car like this, especially without all the bells and whistles, I think that every time I've ever shown people a Tesla, they go like, wow, because obviously it has a ton of bells and whistles in it. Big giant touchscreen, all sorts of stuff. And they go like, oh boy, and the big glass roof.
I think the other thing to remember is that we have $25,000 car stuck in our head, but years and years have gone by with inflation. So when you first got your Model 3 at the $35,000 price point that Elon promised and did deliver at, it was hard for them to do and they had to shave a bunch of stuff off, like you only had one motor. But I think everyone still keeps thinking that $25,000 is what it is. It's kind of like, you know, when you got $100 from your grandfather for your birthday 50 years ago, and now you're giving out $100 to people for their birthday 50 years later.
Yeah.
You're kind of stuck thinking that $100 is $100. It ain't anymore.
Except I think my great-grandfather would give me a bond. So it'll be worth $100 in 20 years.
All right, time for some SpaceX news. And Steve Jurvetson posted the latest rocket launch market share report just dropped. So SpaceX launched 88.5% of all satellites in Q2, on track to hit 90% share that Elon predicted for the rest of 2025. By weight lofted to orbit, SpaceX did 86% of the global total, and it's a power law. So once you remove number one, China's CASC did more than everyone else combined.
Which is a confusing thing to say because China didn't launch more than everyone else combined. He's saying once you remove SpaceX from the equation,
right,
SpaceX launched more than else combined.
Does this mean that if SpaceX never existed, we would be reporting today that China is the number one launcher of satellites and a mass to orbit? Like, that's incredible to think.
Maybe. But also, the Chinese wouldn't have anybody to copy.
Well, I mean, yeah, look at ULA, right? It's that little bar underneath SpaceX there. And I know it's confusing. There's satellites to orbit and there's mass to orbit, roughly the same. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is really incredible. And Elon said, great work by the SpaceX team. Once Starship is flying frequently with real payloads next year, then SpaceX will probably deliver over 95% of total Earth payload to orbit, despite others, especially China, continuing to grow. In 2027, maybe as high as 98%.
Okay, let's run.
And Space News posted, NASA safety panel warns that Starship lunar lander could be delayed by years.
David Willis said, if you haven't yet, it's time to seriously consider the possibility that Blue Origin's lander is the one that will be used on Artemis 3.
And Elon laughed out loud.
You serious?
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. Remember, the last couple days here in the Patreon giveaway for the Tesla Model Y front cooler is here. So go on there, join our Patreon for as little as a buck a month, get all of our Patreon bonus stories, and have a chance to win another cool prize. We'll see you over there. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs. Who do we got today?
We've got Fasil Afifi,
Abi Nakwa,
Daniel Leon,
Harv Duchette,
and Ulrich Fisher.
Thank you so much. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the Week. And Elon said, every seat in this giant arena that isn't roped off for security is packed to the ceiling. Honored to be here. All for Charlie Kirk. Charlie was murdered by the dark for showing people the light. And yes, Elon and Trump do appear to have maybe become friends again at this post that was reposted from Charlie Kirk, hoping that they would become, you know, reconcile. Elon did post a heart emoji. Elon then said for Charlie and posted this picture. And the White House then posted for Charlie and this picture. So it does appear that at least they're talking. And then Elon said this.
Why was he killed?
He was killed because his words made a difference. Because he was showing people the light. And he was killed by the dark.
Thank you, sir.
Elon then posted, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
He went on to say, they murdered our emissary of peace in cold blood. Message received.
Liam Neeson posted, who is they, Elon?
Mike Lee said, they equals radical leftists who compare conservatives to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
To Hitler and glorify assassination.
And Elon said, exactly. Yun Tuss Sai said, be the servant of humanity.
And Elon said, yes.
Walter Bloomberg posted, Disney says Jimmy Kimmel live show to return on Tuesday. Hallmark's catalog says Democrats were more up in arms about missing two episodes of Jimmy Kimmel than they were about Charlie Kirk getting assassinated.
And Elon said, yep.
The Rabbit Hole posted, only 10% of Democrats are aware that Charlie Kirk's killer was left wing. This represents a complete failure of legacy media to honestly inform its viewers. And Elon reposted it. Alexandra Merz, or Tesla Boomer Mama, posted, today made me think how Charlie went to the colleges after the right had abandoned for far too long academia and the youth. Why do we, and yes, I mean Elon, not go to the other segments completely left to the left? Music, fashion, photography, culture, the arts.
And Elon said, good idea.
Nick says, quality sleep is a productivity must.
And Elon said, 100%.
And then Elon reposted Tesla saying, Tesla shareholders, we need your vote. Our next chapter will help create a world we've only begun to imagine and put the world on a path towards sustainable abundance for all. To make this future a reality, we need your support. We're asking shareholders to vote with our board's recommendations on all proposals. You should have now received your control numbers that will enable you to vote. For instructions on how to vote, please refer to your proxy materials or visit votetesla.com. So I just voted. It can get lost in your email, so look through your spam. Type in the word proxy in your search. That usually will help you find it. You'll get an email that usually says, click here to vote. Sometimes you'll need a four-digit control number. They will send it to you. And then you will see the most important things, I think, are voting for Elon's pay package, number four. And then there's a shareholder proposal on whether or not you want to vote for Tesla to invest in XAI. And so that is not recommended or not recommended by the board. So that's up to you. I'm not telling you how to vote. I voted for it. But just letting you know, don't just like click against or 444, read them. The Cybertruck guy posted, I use Robinhood and Vanguard and I can't find where to vote on either platform. I also have not received any communications regarding this vote. How are normies supposed to vote on this one without one, access, or two, awareness?
And Elon said, working on it.
All right, it's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
All right. Tesla guesser.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another angle. Okay, now this one's a little trickier. Tesla guesser. I think this is a great segment.
I'm better prepared now.
Because I've always been like, these people are from such diverse places in the world.
Okay.
All right, this first one's a twofer, and it's an easy one. So we're starting you off nice and easy. Here's the first picture.
Is that a robotaxi?
I think it is. Here's the second one.
Okay, well, that narrows it down. Okay. Is that a Waymo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think I know where that is.
Yeah. So thank you, Ryan. We'll tell you where that one is at the end of the show, along with all the rest.
Okay.
So the next one is slightly harder. This one was sent in from Ed and Suzanne. Here's the truly massive hint.
Okay.
They say, I thought these cars didn't work in cold weather. I think you might be able to figure that one out.
I was going to say Switzerland, but now I don't think so. Okay, what's the next one?
All right, so this next one's a bit harder, but it's a 3-for-1. So all of these are from the same country, sent in by Tom. So here's the first one.
Okay.
And we're not going to blur anything, so you can hopefully, like, you know, we're working our way up to the more difficult ones.
Oh. What's EasyGo?
I think it's a charging company.
Sounds like a laxative.
All right, well, let's go to the next one.
Okay.
So Tom also sent this one in. It's an autonomous lawnmower, and here's the hint. It's mowing the curling pitch. I didn't know what a curling pitch was.
Oh, I don't either.
And I still don't know what a curling pitch is.
Okay.
And here's the last one. This one has a lot more hints in it, and that is a BYD seal.
Oh.
So take a good look at the...
I was going to immediately say China, but it's not China.
It's not China. That'll be my other hint. It's not China.
Okay.
All right.
I thought it was going to be easier this week. It seemed harder.
All right. So all three of those are in the same country. So if you get the country right,
oh,
you win.
Okay. That's good.
For that one.
All right.
This is the last one. Okay. And this one is pretty much as... It's just close to impossible. I have two hints.
Okay.
The first hint is that a coup sent this in.
Okay.
Hint number two is that no, it is not radiator springs.
Radiator springs?
It's from the movie that this car is painted based off of, Cars.
Can we just guess country on this one, or do you need the state?
Country's fine.
Oh.
Country's fine.
Well, then I think I'm going to get this one. No problem.
I can already tell that you're not. And hey, thank you so much for everyone who sends those in. If you want to send your Tesla guesser in, you can live in a boring place because some people are going to think that that's a cool place. Send that in to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
Everyone thinks their place is boring.
Right, because you probably were born there, unless you moved there and because you thought it was an exciting place.
Hey, do we have a tip of the week this week?
We do have a tip of the week. Travis just got his wall connector. Let's check it out.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is Travis Romine with my Tesla Model Y here. And I wanted to show you my charging setup. Just over here, I have a NEMA 1450. I was using this to charge my car for a long time. And then we ended up getting another electric car. So I ended up using what this is. It's a Neo Charge. It's a NEMA 1415 smart splitter. You just plug it in and you can charge two cars. It charges up to 40 amps and you can do both cars at 20 amps at the same time, or it will charge one car up to 40 amps and then automatically switch over to the other car and charge. So we've been doing that, and then we got another electric car. So we had three electric cars and we're all charging off this one outlet, and I have a 100 amp breaker panel, and we ended up having to upgrade it to a 200 amp breaker panel. So we just did that about a month ago. So now I have enough power to charge all my cars with more than one plug, but I need another charger. Good thing I was with the Now You Know channel and I entered the raffle, and I ended up winning a new wall charger, wall connector from Tesla. And I got it from Now You Know. So now I'm going to get that hooked up and we'll be able to charge two cars at the same time. All right. I just want to say thank you. And now you know.
So wait. So Travis won by being a commenter on one of our YouTube videos.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So thank you so much for submitting, and congratulations on winning, Travis. I'm so excited you get to charge up your cars. Sounds like you got some amps to play with your new fancy breaker panel. So you're going to be charged up in like... 3 hours, 2 hours.
All right, so now it's time for some supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is Philip again. I'm in Cerignola in Italy, and it's evening. We're almost at our destination in the south of Italy, in Puglia. Beautiful place. And we found these Tesla chargers, which are completely opposite to normal chargers. You're supposed to drive in front first, and most of the people don't get it from the first time. You see, this guy also is not forward, he's backwards in it, and because of that my car is now preventing entrance to that supercharger. Nobody can enter because I'm parked the wrong way, but no problem, we're almost finished charging. The location here is near to the highway, that's a positive point, but there is nothing else to do than a truck parking. Trucks going in, out, engine's still running, not a very nice place to stay. So therefore, only 2 points for this supercharger. Now you know. Bye-bye.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Jim. I'm at the Brandley, Illinois supercharger. It's a 12-unit, 250-kilowatt system out here. Great area, about a half a mile off the highway, I-57. You got Texas Roadhouse, Popeye's Chicken, McDonald's, Applebee's, and there's a Meijer gas station right there in case you have to go to the bathrooms, open 24/7. There's also a Meijer right over here. Yeah, I would give this an 8 out of 10, Zach and Jesse. The supercharger I am claiming is Jim's supercharger, though. This is Jim's Bradley supercharger. I had been the first one to vote for it with my stock before it was built, and then they built it, and then I didn't have a Tesla, so I had to buy a Tesla. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing supercharger reviews. We've got a spot on our website, nowyouknowchannel.com, where you can go. You can upload your own reviews. You can also see everybody else's reviews. So if you're planning a road trip, you can see what the supercharging looks like and, you know, where do you want to stop longer? Which superchargers do you want to skip?
Oh wait. what are the answers to the Tesla guesser?
All right. So the first one, the easy one.
Yeah.
San Francisco. Okay. It's the Bay Area.
It was either Austin or San Francisco.
Yeah. This next one.
I thought Switzerland, but it's not right.
Iceland.
Oh, Iceland.
Iceland. So that is a Icelandic Model Y police car.
It's going to go Norway. Okay. What's this one?
Then these next three ones, these are all near Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, I would have guessed like England and gotten
there. Big hint, Tom, there. Mm. You know. And then the last one that a coup sent in that wasn't Radiator Springs, Finland.
What? Oh, I guess a coup now makes sense. The name. Okay.
That's a tricky one.
Yeah.
That was a tricky one. Wow. I couldn't believe it.
All right. Comment down below if you got all four. Don't lie. Thank you for joining us today, everybody. If you want to be like Travis and win something, head on over to our Patreon. We're giving away a Tesla Model Y front cooler. Only a couple days left. Free to enter to win. So go do that. If you haven't joined our Patreon, by the way, it's only $1 a month. I think you're going to love it. So head on over there now and join us. We will see you guys on Thursday. Now you know.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Life is unpredictable. But how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.